This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. President Vladimir Putin has ordered Russian nuclear deterrent forces put on high alert amid tensions with the West over his invasion of Ukraine. Speaking at a meeting with his top officials, Putin asserted on Sunday that leading NATO powers had made so-called aggressive statements along with the West, imposing hard-hitting financial sanctions against Russia, including the president himself. Putin ordered the Russian defense minister and the chief of the military's general staff to put the nuclear deterrent forces in a, quote, special regime of combat duty. His order raised the threat that the tensions with the West over the invasion in Ukraine could lead to the use of nuclear weapons. The Russian leader this week threatened to retaliate harshly against any nations that intervene directly in the conflict in Ukraine. Russian military vehicles pushed into Ukraine's second-largest city on Sunday, and explosions rocked oil and gas installations on a fourth day of fighting in the biggest assault on a European state since World War II. Russian soldiers and armored vehicles were seen in different parts in the city of Kharkiv, and firing could be heard, a witness said. Russian troops blew up a natural gas pipeline in Kharkiv before daybreak, according to the Ukrainian state agency, sending a burning cloud up into the darkness. Ukraine's Western allies ratcheted up their response to Russia's invasion late on Saturday with sanctions to banish major Russian banks from the main global payment systems. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukrainian forces were holding off Russian troops advancing on the capital, Kiev, President Volodymyr Zelensky said, but shelling hit civilian infrastructure and targets, including ambulances. A United Nations agency reported 64 civilian deaths, and Ukraine claims to have killed more than 4,000 Russian soldiers, numbers impossible to verify. More than 368,000 refugees, mainly women and children, have poured into neighboring countries, clogging railways, roads, and borders since Putin unleashed what he called a special military operation on Thursday. The Kremlin sent a diplomatic delegation to neighboring Belarus offering talks, but Ukraine rejected the offer, saying Belarus had been complicit in the invasion. Ukraine was happy to hold talks elsewhere, Zelensky said. The United States and its allies have authorized more weapons transfers to help Ukraine fight and imposed a range of sanctions on Russia in response to the assault. On Saturday, they moved to block certain Russian banks' access to the SWIFT international payment system, making it harder for Russia to trade and for its companies to do business. They also said they would impose restrictions on Russia's central bank to limit its ability to support the ruble and finance Putin's war effort. The Kremlin said its troops were advancing in all directions, and Putin thanked Russia's special forces, signaling out those who are, quote, heroically fulfilling their military duty in Ukraine. Ukraine, a democratic nation of 44 million people, won independence from Moscow in 1991 at the fall of the Soviet Union and has pushed to join NATO and the EU, goals Russia opposes. Putin has said he must eliminate what he calls a serious threat to his country from its smaller neighbor, accusing it of genocide against Russian speakers in eastern Ukraine, something Kiev and its Western allies reject as a lie. Hundreds of protesters seeking to march to Nepal's parliament on Sunday were repelled by police using tear gas and water cannons as lawmakers debated a $500 million aid grant that critics say undermines sovereignty. The protest was organized by major political parties, which are divided over whether to accept the U.S. grant. A U.S. government aid agency agreed in 2017 to provide the aid in a grant to fund an electricity transmission line and road improvement project, but opponents say the aid would undermine Nepal's laws and sovereignty as it would not have oversight over the projects. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.